sending a grounding cord down from the base of your spine to the center of the earth. Set the grounding cord on release, and let's begin to release all the excess energy from your day. Breathing in and out, noticing your body in a comfortable seated position, spine erect, feet on the floor. That grounding cord now releasing. Let's make a spiritual vacuum cleaner at the bottom of the grounding cord and pull any excess energy out of the body. You're doing a beautiful job. Breathing in and out. Grounding your right and left ovary with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, from each of the ovaries to the perineum, down to the center of the earth. Set the right ovary on release with a release button. Set the left ovary on release. Release all of your healing projects, all of other people's energy, your children's energy, your energy you give to your parents, your friends, your clients. Let's let it all go. You might want to put a little spiritual vacuum at the bottom of this little grounding cord for the ovaries, or a little whirlwind or tornado. And let's just really get those ovaries so they're humming for you today. The ability to create life, to pop out little eggs and have miracle babies show up. This may not be the phase in your life where you're doing that. It might be. But notice that that's where the miracles and our healing projects come from. That's where we create the miracles. And then going up to the adrenals that sit on top of the kidneys, 2 inches off the spine, an inch up from the waistline. Ground the adrenals with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, down to the first chakra and down to the center of the earth. If you haven't already, go ahead and set the adrenals on release, and let's release all the fight or flight energy, the stress out energy. Let's release the car driving stress, the beeping computers, the buzzing cell phones, other people's alarms going off. Let's let it all go. Kids screaming, store sounds, being shopping and hearing all the beeping and buzzing. Every time those beeps and buzzes and screams and honks and whatever go off, it turns your adrenals on. So your adrenals are on all the time these days. So we want to release over and over again. I want to tell you this. Release those adrenals. Let them go. Release them. Let the body relax. Bring the body back to its parasympathetic state, the state where it can heal and regenerate. There you go. Really spectacular. All right, and let's go ahead and release the nervous system through the adrenal glands. And we'll just draw a line of energy from the sciatic nerve that runs very close to the adrenals. And let's just, like a bucket of water with a cork in the bottom, you're pulling the cork out by popping the sciatic nerve into the adrenal grounding cords. And the nervous system is clearing out. Again, we're just letting the nervous system come into its parasympathetic state, the state of healing, relaxation, and wellness. then popping up to the center of the head, to your throne room, this golden temple of silence. Looking around in your throne room, let's get rid of any fishhooks, any strange papers, boxes. Let's get out the spring cleaning or the fall cleaning. Just open a trap door out the back of the head that drops right down into the big grounding cord at the base of the spine. Toss everything out that's in there. The only thing you need in there is your throne and silence, because that's where you're going to create your miracles from, the place where you're going to generate and invent this new beautiful cheeks and mouth and jaw. Clearing off the view screen, and let's take some vinegar and a squeegee, and let's just squirt some vinegar on the view screen and take a squeegee and squeegee it off, and maybe take a very soft cotton, white cotton towel and just brush over where the squeegee has been and just clean off any little extra drips or streaks so you have a perfectly crystal clear view screen. And then throw all of that equipment down the grounding cord, out the trap door. Close the trap door. I'd like you to take just a moment and sitting on your golden throne. Beautiful. And just feeling peace and serenity. You are the master of your universe. All right, feels good. Popping out the top of the head. Let's pull your aura into 18 inches around your body. Make the edge of the aura sharp and pristine. Fill in any dings, dents, or holes. So you want to smooth out the dings and dents. And how those dings and dents get there is if somebody's gotten angry with you and they can actually punch a ding or a hole in your aura by yelling at you. I hope that hasn't happened to you. But every once in a while, we have somebody in our life who might be a screamer. And you just want to keep yourself nice and tidied up. So if you do have that situation, go ahead and smooth that out. If there's actually a hole, you want to fill that in. So you're not left walking around all kind of funky. Put a golden Roomba at the top of your head, a golden vacuum cleaner, and let's just let that spiral around you from the top of your head all the way to under your feet. And we'll just set it on automatic. And it's cleaning out the dust bunnies and fuzzballs from your space. Beautiful. And as it's coming under your feet, and then you can go ahead and throw that down the big grounding cord at the base of your spine. Doing a great job. Let's open feet to earth energy, bringing earth energy up through the feet, ankles, shins, calves, knees, thighs, out the hips, and down the grounding cord. And let's bring some more up through your feet again. And we're clearing your soul understanding. And you know what? I'd love for you to also clear out the balls of your toes. So the foot chakra is kind of in the middle of the foot where the arch is. But let's just have the entire feet open up so that the toes, and especially the balls and the heads of the toes, the tops of the toes, get cleared out also. And the reason we're doing this is that actually the balls of the toes do represent your head and face. And the neck of the toes, the narrow part of the toes represent your neck. and where the toes are attached represent your shoulders. So we just want to get it all. So we might as well just get it all. So let's clear out those toes, and they actually are connected to the meridians that go right up to the face and head. And then just that earth energy up through the toes, through the feet, through the ankles, through the shins and thighs and knees, and all the way up and out the hips and down the grounding cord. And you're doing just an awesome job. Really, really awesome. And then let's find that wonderful place that you really do want to face. When you look at it, it just brings you happiness and joy. So we might even imagine that in your mind's eye, you can see this wonderful place in the universe that when you think about that being in your future, only joy and happiness show up. That place, that sacred, wonderful, divine, happy place. Bring a line of energy from that place into the back of your head, 1 inch above where the spine meets the skull. Bring it down into your neck and shoulders, arms, elbows, forearms, wrists, hands, and out the fingertips. Bringing more of that energy down through your back channels, down through your hips, and up through the belly, through the chest, through the neck, through the head, fountaining out the top of the head like a beautiful Italian fountain, bathing and cleansing your aura. And let's bring more of that energy, continuing to bring it into the back of the head. And how about we just loop it through from the back of the head to the front of the face? And we'll just loop it through the cheeks, the jaw, the nose, the eyes, the mouth. And just kind of, we're going to do a nice little loop-de-loop and then out the top of the head. So it'll make one full loop around and then come out the second time. Out the top of the head, the seventh chakra. So you've got some of that energy running down your back channels, looping up through the belly and up through the neck and out through the top of the head. And then you've got some of that just loop-de-looping around in your face. Feeling pretty good, pretty sparkly here. So imagine that you're looking at a computer screen on your view screen, and you're looking at that perfect face, your perfect cheeks, your perfect mouth, your perfect lips. And let's do that netting again. So we're just looking at like a graph of your face, and we're tightening up the skin if it's loose. And we're bringing elasticity in the skin if it's lost some of its buoyancy. We're bringing moisture into the skin. So maybe you can just imagine like a flower petal, like a rose petal that's just brand new in the morning dew. Some beautiful, dewy moisture in your skin. And nice, tight, firm cheeks. Nice, tight, firm eyelids. Absolutely. The jaw is relaxed. The muscles in the jaw and the face are relaxed. You look so beautiful, so happy, so relaxed when we look at you this way. Let's take a little foray into the mouth. And although this isn't as much the focus of the session today, let's go ahead and do a healing on the gums and the teeth. And so let's just imagine that the stem cells are coming in, the stem cells that form the palates and the gums are coming in and doing a clean sweep. They're healing your mouth, bringing you to healthy vibrancy. If there's a gum infection, let's just let those stem cells work on healing that gum infection. It's always nice to rinse your mouth with myrrh. It's a really great thing to do. And you know, you actually look 10 years younger when you have healthy gums and teeth. And so that's got to be everybody's priority, to keep their gums and their teeth very healthy. And then let's look at the lips and these beautiful lips. We're activating the stem cells and the collagen in the lips to make them plump and beautiful, as if you were a very young child. There's no lines in these lips. They're just smooth, silky, lovely lips. You might even just focus on imagining them filling out nicely. You're very hydrated, and you like to drink water, and your body is really set for really well-receiving water. You really do maintain a nice moisture level in the skin. You have a nice relationship with wonderful oils. Maybe you like coconut oil or the 369 oil. Those are so wonderful for keeping that skin moist and healthy, and you just really resonate with that. And we're going to sit in the throne room now, and on the view screen, let's take a look at the DNA around the skin and the mouth. And here we go, we're taking out the DNA. And you're going to see this kind of spiral staircase of blue. And it's got balls on the end and of each of the spirals and a strand that comes out from each of them from the center. And let's go ahead and have them all drop down. So it's like a laundry line with all these 46 streamers exposing themselves. And let's have on the DNA strand anything light up as black dots that might have to do with breakdown of the dermis, a breakdown of the gums, the teeth. Like, oh, my mom has really bad teeth, I have really bad teeth, that kind of thing. Or my grandpa had really bad skin and I got his problem. So we're having all of that light up as black dots in the DNA. So you're looking on your view screen, and there's that DNA hanging in front of you. And now those black dots are lighting up, all kind of the failure energy in the DNA around the dermis, the skin, especially the skin of the cheeks, the lips, the gums, and teeth. So everything that you've inherited has black dots, so anything that you've inherited, that's failure energy. And let's go ahead and take a golden vacuum cleaner and vacuum off all the black dots from the DNA, all the failure energy that you inherited from both genetic lines of your mother and father. Some people have a lot of black dots and some people have very little. Just make sure that you get it all up. And then let's pulse a golden pulse through the DNA strand. And then it's very, very important to put the new formula in, which is beautiful, youthful skin, moist, a complexion that's consistent, the consistent color. We're just seeing the gums very healthy, the teeth very healthy, the tongue healthy. Let's see these lips staying very youthful. You know, it's a very wonderful to have smooth, silky lips that are full. See anything around stress and maintaining stress in the jaw. Maybe it's headaches that go with the stress in the jaw. Let's just pull that out and then replace. So if you hadn't pulled that out, go ahead and have that be a black dot. Remove it and then replace it with a relaxed face. And then there might even be something else in the DNA I'd like you to look for, which is a pattern of trauma, like you're always facing trauma. And that's always the way it always was with my dad, or it was always that way with my mom. And you might have taken that on. And so that will exhaust the skin. It'll beat the skin up if you're always facing in your life trauma. So you might declare the end of drama Like, I'm facing the best year of my life. I'm going to be happier than I ever have been. And you let the, it's just the way it always is, go. So you vacuum out that black. It's a very, very important, you know, this way of always being that you might have inherited. So vacuum that out. And let's replace that with, I declare this the best year of my life. I'm happier than I've ever been. Fulfilled life and balance. Life is very, very good. And I love what I'm facing. It's just all grand. I feel moist and receptive and happy and spongy and elastic. I feel flexible. I feel easy. I feel soft. I feel loving. So you put those things into the new DNA strands. And actually the old DNA strands with the new upgrades. Golden pulse, radio tower. Maybe you've got a radio tower pulsing golden radio waves. Doing a great job. Wow. Awesome, awesome. So you've replaced everything you've removed. You've sealed it up with the energy of gold. I want you to wrap this DNA strand back up. We're going to reinsert it into the center of the head. We're going to let it say hello to all the other DNA in the body, and especially in the face, especially in the cheeks and mouth, jaw. Really spectacular. Let's do a golden sun healing. So once it's cascaded through the body, giving each DNA strand is talking to every other DNA strand in the body, saying, look, we got this wonderful upgrade. Let's seal that up with a golden sun, the energy of God. Bring a giant golden sun in. And every cell in the body is now getting sealed up with gold healing. Doing really good. All right. Let's put another golden sun at the top of your head. I'm capable, competent, wise, loving, happy. I have a great sense of humor. I cherish my friends and they cherish me. I have such an awesome life. I'm active. I love exercising. I love doing good things for myself. I love being happy. I love beautiful smells and sights. I love being in nature. Let's bring this golden sun of validation and joyful favorite things. You put a few favorite things of your own in there that bring happiness and really fuel the fire for this transformation. Remember, we're looking for joy and bliss. Then bring that golden sun of all that favorite things and happiness into the body, into all the cells of the body. And one last golden sun. And there you sit as a beautiful yogini. And let's pop you back into your body. Filling yourself out better than you ever have before. So into your toes, your legs, your thighs, your hips, your waist, your ribs, and now down into your arms and your fingertips, your neck and head. Now just feel your spirit really expand right out to the edge of the dermis in your entire body. Feels kind of wild. And breathing in and out, you're feeling yourself as a spirit, kind of very tingly and filling yourself out all sparkly. You've got all this gold energy in you. Breathing in and out. Alrighty, and then taking your hands and rubbing them together, creating some spiritual energy in your hands, especially your fingertips. And then what I want you to do is take those fingertips and gently, lovingly caress your face, your forehead, your eyes, and then under your eyes. And now we're on your cheeks and your jaw. Oh, and your chin and your lips, your nose, maybe your neck too, down your neck. Come waking up, feeling your own love, feeling your own healing. Feeling one with God, Goddess. Breathing in and out. May it be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that this healing is complete. May the entire world be filled with radiant health vitality, abundance, joy, and peace. Tatastu, so be it.